The title of this story is I Stand Alone. One of the strange little idiosyncrasies of mine throughout my life has been the desire to stand in a spot upon the earth where I envision no one has ever stood before. We had 70 acres of woods behind my parents' home in southern New Hampshire, and whenever I got the chance, I took walks out there. I would go off the beaten paths and stand in the middle of a thicket and imagine that I was the first human to ever occupy that space. There was a resonance to the experience that I have never outgrown. Throughout my horseback journey, I repeated the same ritual of seeing a spot I was sure, because of either its impassibility or undesirability, that no one had ever been on that spot. I would tie up the horse and go to that place that I spotted and just breathe in its essence. I have left my presence throughout the United States in this fashion. Out west, during my driving and teaching phase, I would come across many places that had that same feeling of loneliness to them. My most vivid was in Nevada on Route 50, touted as the loneliest highway in America. There would be these mountain passes with 50-mile valleys in between without a sign of human habitation. I would get to the base of the valley, then pull off and drive a mile into the flat desolation. Getting out of my vehicle, I'd walk another 100 yards and marvel at the lack of human noise. These experiences still haunt me to this day. I crave them. I have also been known to go into abandoned houses and just silently take in the echoes of its inhabitants. There are many of these abandoned houses across the country, and I have absorbed hundreds of them over the years. I just walked through and touched the walls, dilapidated furniture, and picked up any debris to seek its history. I have often wondered if anyone else had the same peculiar appetite for standing alone in a place of either desolation or abandonment and tried to be present within it. It has been like a well-kept secret of mine. Especially as the world seems so crowded these days, finding places of aloneness seems so much more important to me. I think everyone can benefit from finding a me space in the middle of all that you noise out there.